how this day is now actually marked on the calendar, and networks like the NFL Network and ESPN and radio stations like The Ticket will spend a good amount of time looking at the release of the schedules for the National Football League. And I've already looked up at the screen several times, and believe it or not, looks like they're talking about the Cowboys schedule about every 20 minutes or so.
I saw that too.
Because it's what, the fifth hardest?
Yeah.
It's incredible what the NFL has done. They've made their sport 365 days year-round. It's a thing. There's something every month they give us to talk about.
It's also silly how they have the big schedule release, but then they piecemeal out. They like leak dates, specific primetime games for the days leading up to it.
They schedule leaks. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's all so dumb.
But it has all of us talking.
I guess.
When they were checking it out, Bob. You were looking.
When they leaked the Cowboys were opening the season at Philly on Thursday night, we all talked about it all day long.
They know what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
So really, June is the only month that there's nothing going on for the NFL.
Yeah.
Free agency is March.
Yeah.
Super Bowl February, and then the draft in April.
Yep.
Schedule release May, and mini camps and whatnot. And then there's a little bit of downtime in June, and then training camp.
Isn't that when coaches and personnel pretty much take vacation is June for a week or two?
Yeah. That's about what you get, 2 weeks. So they didn't take down the NFL?
Who?
You know, the people that wanted to take down the NFL.
No.
That didn't work?
No,
it's still going strong.
Okay. All right. I thought the league was going to be gone by now. I'm pretty certain of that.
I thought we were going to get rid of all those sons of bitches.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes our best efforts.
The USFL didn't do it?
UFL? No, but I'll tell you, I get a call at least once every two or three weeks because my dad watches the UFL every week.
Really? He's into it.
Yeah, but only based on, and I don't know how big this audience is, but it's based completely on people that miss football.
Okay.
And he doesn't really care who wins. He just wants football on his screen.
Wow.
And so he called me the other day to tell me that Arlington had a bad beat on Saturday against Michigan, and just the officials got it all wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Why did you bring him on and do a segment on it?
I don't know if Arnie's ready.
Sounds like
for
somebody needed to be ripped
for live coverage on The Ticket.
So has he adopted Arlington because that's closest to you?
No. He adopts whoever's on free TV because the last thing he's going to do is pay for channels.
He sounds like my dad.
But when Fox or whoever shows the UFL game of the week or whatever, I don't even know how many games are on, but he watches them because it's football. And it gets him through to football season.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right. This is a Musers tradition. We started this 31 years ago. And when George and I first did this, the whole world made fun of us.
Yeah.
They thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Laughed at us.
The day the Cowboys' schedule would come out, we would go game by game and predict their one-loss record. Now, look around. Everybody does it.
Yep.
You guys gave the NFL the idea to have the schedule released.
Yeah, basically, why don't we do it like the Musers and make a big deal about it?
Dave, have you ever seen this live before?
Never.
This is incredible to actually be able to witness this.
So
this is an historic.
Maybe others have beaten us to the punch. I did notice that Calvin in the morning news did his game by game. And
copycat.
I know everybody will do this.
It's a copycat league, you know.
It is.
But we're the originals, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Right. And guys, feel free to contribute as we go game by game.
We'll not get involved.
I don't know if I have the expertise.
We'd love to hear what you think will happen in these week-by-week tussles as we now go through the Cowboys' 2025 schedule and give you what will be an all-too-accurate prediction of their one-loss record. Thursday night, September 4th, they open at Philadelphia.
What are they doing to Shoddy? Making him start the home of the Super Bowl champions? That's an L.
Yep. I've got it as a loss, too. It might be a big loss. And that next morning, we're going to be talking about why did they hire Brian Schottenheimer.
They outscored the Cowboys 75-13 last year.
So what are we now, 0-1?
0-1.
0-1. Thank you, Bob. Hey, but Dak is 9-4 against Philadelphia career.
Ooh. Yeah.
About to be 9-5. Week 2 at the New York home against the New York Giants.
If they can stop Cam, they'll win, and they'll win 9 straight games now over New York. They get the 1-1.
Yes, I think that's a win. So we both have them at 1-1. Do you guys see how this works?
Okay, so we're 1-1 now?
Yeah. 1-1.
All right, okay.
Week 3, back on the road at the Chicago Bears.
The Flus game, and they get a dub.
I think they win this one as well.
I was under the impression Ben Johnson was never going to lose a game as coach of the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He's like the greatest coach that's ever put on a whistle.
Yeah, he invented the line of scrimmage, I'm told.
Okay.
And this will be year 2 for Caleb, and he's going to set the NFL on fire. But he won't do that to the Cowboys.
I don't know about that.
No way the Cowboys win in Soldier Field.
You don't think
no
so?
No way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we are embracing okay.
Corby with his OU
hat
on.
Good morning, Corby.
I heard Caleb had MS-13 on his fingernails.
Wow.
Interesting.
Dave.
All right, so we've both got him at 2-1.
Yep.
Week 4, they come back home. So they start road, home, road, home. And it's hosting Bob's Green Bay Packers.
Whoa.
That's Sunday night football.
Well, they always beat the Packers.
7:20 start.
They've the Packers have won their last 6. In fact, they're 6-0 at AT&T Stadium.
Remember what Jordan Love did to the Cowboys in the playoffs,
And it's
Bob?
The first matchup since at AT&T Stadium. I go Pack.
Yep, me too.
You like that, Bob?
I don't know, man.
Obviously.
It's we're
don't
using the,
sandbag.
We're using the their due theory.
Okay.
Matthew that Golden returning too. Back home.
Boy, Matthew Golden owns that stadium.
Yeah.
I'm also
he's
going to
be
fan.
So mad at being snubbed by the Cowboys on draft day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, George. Great minds. We both have him at 2-2.
2-2.
Week 5, back on the road. Sunday, October 5th, a noon game at the New York Jets.
Win.
I have them losing this game. This is one of those games that they will lose. This just feels like a Cowboys loss.
Okay.
It just seems like when they go to the Northeast, bad things happen. Unless they're playing the Giants.
Fake.
So I've got them at 2-3.
Okay.
Week 6 at the Carolina Panthers, back-to-back road games.
Third year in a row they've played at Charlotte, and I think they'll win again.
Yep. I like them here, so I've got them back to 500. They claw their way back to 500 at 3-3. Then Sunday, October 19th, home against the now very formidable Washington Commanders.
I think they will split with Washington, so I'll give them the win at home.
I agree.
Okay.
I think they'll split with the Commanders as well. So they have clawed their way above 500 now at 4-3.
Okay.
Week 8.
Okay.
Back on the road at Denver.
Y'all know the last time the Cowboys won in Denver?
Oof. I believe it was the Super Bowl in 77.
1995, but it was a Super Bowl year.
And here he is having the time of his life.
But I give him a loss, and that will be 8 straight losses for the Cowboys while playing in Denver.
Yeah, I give him a loss as well. Playing it
for Auto Parts.
Nobody can handle that.
No, Denver never.
Nobody
loses.
Wins in
no,
Denver.
No.
All right, so I've got him at 4-4. What do you have, Matt?
Well, let's see.
He already lost.
One,
track.
Two, three, four. Five. I have 5 wins.
Hot dog.
Start over.
So 5-3. 5-3. All right, start over at Philadelphia Thursday night, September 4th. Okay. After the Denver game, they're back home for a Monday night football game hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Haven't beaten them since 2017, but I think they get a W here.
They do always have trouble with the Cardinals.
Wait, where's that game?
That is at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, boy, here comes the Kyler Murray record at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, Kyler has never lost at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
About to have one.
But it's also Call of Duty release day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he may forget about the game.
I'm giving them a win.
Red
here.
Dead Redemption 5
is
coming out.
Despite that Kyler number. So I've got him at 5-4.
He forgets to get on the plane.
Do they still monitor his iPad time?
I don't know. I think maybe.
They gave up.
Maybe they either gave up or he's now studying.
Do they track his eyeballs to make sure he's actually looking at the screen?
Wait, so they have they have Jalen, Caleb, and Kyler in the first 9 weeks of the season?
That's right.
How do you even live?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you – you guys got him
– Caleb's not Sooner.
I got him over.
No.
All right, we have the bye week on November 9th.
Oh, look at
Gordo's
that,
favorite week.
Monday night. Bye, hey, Monday
stop.
Night.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Because we're not playing.
That's weird.
It is weird. All our Sundays are going to be free in November. What do you want to do?
They're playing so many Monday nights and Thursday nights. They've got a lot of primetime games. After the bye, they come back, and they are at the Las Vegas Raiders. That is a Monday night game as well.
Going.
Raiders.
Win.
Yeah, I think they win.
Oh,
I think
Ashton Jeanty will put up 600 yards against that Dallas defense.
He does not.
I don't think the Raiders are going to be.
What about our Tongan, Bob? Think he can stop
our Tongan is going to be rounding into form at precisely that moment. That will be when we activate the Tongan.
Who, Toya?
You hit Tongan overdrive,
like
switch.
Hit the button on his neck.
Pull
hit
the Tongan lever. And here we go.
Even though it's a road game, it's after the bye. They should not lose to the Raiders.
And is that a road game in Vegas with all the Cowboy fans?
That's
it'll
right.
be like
probably
split.
All right, after that, Sunday, November 23rd, home against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Loss.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, not even a split.
They're going to get swept by the Eagles.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Agree.
Yeah, not a chance.
That's a loss.
Not a chance?
No.
You guys overrate the Eagles.
The one that blew up the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Then it's the Thanksgiving game hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? Chiefs
wow.
and
yeah,
Cowboys
got blown out in the Super Bowl,
on so. Thanksgiving Day. That may break the NFL regular season TV rating record.
So back-to-back against the Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Both at home.
Massive slide.
Last time this happened, Chiefs on Turkey Day, was 1995, also the last time the Cowboys went to a Super Bowl. And they beat Kansas City. Because they always win on Thanksgiving.
Was that a Joe Montana, like, last dance for when he was, like, 65?
That may have been Joe Montana.
It may have been.
Have they not
the
been
very
here?
End.
Yeah.
They haven't been here since the Tyreek Hill play before halftime, right?
Oh, that's
Josh,
right.
Remember yeah. that?
That's the most fun play ever.
Oh, man.
I give him a loss here.
That was Alex Smith, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't
yeah.
even Patty.
I give him a loss here. We don't know the halftime show yet, do we?
I
think it's going to be Taylor.
Oh, that's Creed.
Not a chance. It's Taylor.
I predicted Post Malone.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good one.
She's too big for that. She doesn't do half times.
I predict Michael some McDonald. Band we've never heard
she
of.
She would if her boyfriend's playing
it up.
On that day.
He's not going to be, oh, come on, baby. I need you so bad to play the halftime. He didn't care.
The halftime.
Whoever it's going to be, the Cowboys will be so distracted by it, they will lose.
Yeah.
Then they turn around and play the next Thursday. So 7 days later, another Thursday.
How many Sunday games do we have? None?
Are you including Sunday night, or are you just asking, like, normal Sunday afternoon games?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Not sure I follow. I mean, they've got a lot of Sunday games.
Yeah.
That next Thursday, they are at Detroit. What a three-step.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia, Kansas City, Detroit.
Loss.
Fourth straight year against the Motor City Kitties.
So they are doing the Thursday after Thanksgiving, two Thursdays in a row. I hate that so much.
I know.
That's
I do,
too. Tough one.
But then they get more rest for their next game.
There are so many Thursdays this year.
I know.
Four
Thursday games.
God,
so
what a
stupid
beating!
Four Thursdays and two Mondays.
All right, George, you had them at a loss at Detroit?
Yeah, that's an L.
Okay, then they get 10 days to recover, and they'll play Sunday, December 14th, hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Loss.
Vikings have trouble in December and January. Ooh. I'll go a Cowboy win. They've won their last three against Minnesota.
J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll give him a win here as well, 10 days rest.
You like that? You like that?
Then the next Sunday at home against the Los Angeles Chargers.
See all the Easter eggs that the Chargers put in their release of their schedule when the Cowboys came up.
Their release video.
Yeah, the release video of Minecraft, and it had a ceiling tile falling from AT&T Stadium. It had Micah arguing with D-Law and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Trolling the Cowboys, and I think they get beat. Cowboys, too.
Chargers are going to be really good, I think.
Oh, maybe they're not going to hit the over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give him a loss here.
By this time, Dak will be hurt.
Don't say that.
Injuries will be piling up.
Yeah, it'll be a disaster by this time.
All right, so I've got him at 7-8 right now. And then Christmas Day they play Thursday. It's another Thursday.
Christmas, Gordo.
At Washington.
I love Christmas.
Loss.
No.
Washington.
Loss. Although Washington, we all think they're primed to – I don't know, be great for the next 5 or 6 years. Maybe they'll take a step back, but
they could.
I think they'll get beat.
Yeah, I'm giving them a split here, so a loss. Had them winning at home, so a loss at Washington. And they wrap up the season on January 3rd or 4th, to be determined, at the New York Giants.
Loss.
Wow. I'll give them a win here.
It's just one of those games that, you, I don't know, somehow slips away from them and could cost them a playoff spot.
I'm not feeling good about this.
I think they go 500 in the division. They'll get swept by Philly, but they'll sweep the Giants, and they'll split with Washington. So that means I've got them going 8-9.
I got them going 9-8.
Okay.
All right, so we are
hitting
the over.
So they go, over. Yeah.
7.5
is.
Yeah, take the over.
Yeah.
I don't think they blow the over out of the water, but take the over.
Does 9-8 get you in the postseason?
No,
it's going to be tough.
It's like that Giants game, time and date to be determined.
No way they make the playoffs. Not a chance. Not this year. Not this year. By that time anyway, the whole city's going to be Cooper flag crazy.
Nobody will care.
Yeah. No one will go to the games.
Yeah.
no one will go to the games.
Boy.
Okay, there you go. Broken down.
We did it.
Did it again.
Man,
we had to did it on them.
How was that in person?
What a treat.
That was an historic segment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Except for Donovan, who broadcast last night until 4 a.m., the deep night ticket. So Gordo has the wireless. He's going to go wake up Donnie. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, can you hear me?
We have you.
You got this.
Hey, Donnie! Donnie, wake up!
He's got his motorcycle right outside his door.
Donnie! Donnie! Donnie, please!
Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
What a terrible way to wake
sure
up.
Housekeeping!
You need a towel!
Donnie!
You need a towel!
Donnie!
You need soap!
Have you heard of the ticket?
Housekeeping!
Nothing?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey!
Donnie!
There he is.
Hey, Donnie, did you hear the motorcycle?
Yeah, I did. I did. Thank you. Yeah.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I feel fine. Do I sound? Not good, right?
I'm good.
You made it till 4? Were you by yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
For how long were you by yourself?
2 hours. That's how long usually my by-myself sessions last.
Oh,
yeah. I'm in love to myself.
Okay, how drunk did you get last night?
Oh, no. I was way drunker the first night than last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you cut it off like at 2?
Drinking? No, I started back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We had a nice, I don't know if we finished the other bottle off, but yeah, we started back. But we had a good time. It was fun. You guys should have listened. It was great. We had a dance party.
Well, sorry to wake you up, man.
No, I have a show in
Tell them it was an accident.
Minutes, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it was an accident. We didn't mean to wake you up.
No,
it was an accident.
All right, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Donnie, we love you.
I love you too.
Where's Matt?
He just walked
can you
in.
Give me one more.
That's here he is.
Horn so I can wake up officially. Okay, thank you. That's what I need. Thank you.
Housekeeping! 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 Housekeeping!
Wait, what if you did get housekeeping calls That's like good. That in the hotel? Well, it worked. You got him up. I wonder if he would have slept through the start of the show had they not done that.
I think so.
He sounds like he mean he just woke up.
He's here.
Yeah, Matt.
Oh,
just
he's next
in.
To me.
Well, yeah. Hey.
All right, wait. Here, Corby, take this headset.
Yeah.
Here.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah, Matt is next to me.
Matt's
yeah,
Matt's
he's
here.
Here.
He's like 2 feet away from us.
Oh, well, that's no fun. Is he awake?
Yeah.
Or did,
are you yelling?
Did he zombie crawl down there?
He's asleep.
Okay. Could y'all hear all that?
No.
Do it again.
Yeah, do it again. Let's get a better level this time.
God, you know what? My wife was so mad. She asked, she goes, did Killer bring his tuba? I'm like, he doesn't do that anymore. She's like, that's the best part of the whole compound.
Yeah,
she's
I
right.
I miss the tuba.
Bring
Killer's
back the tuba.
Killer's busy, though. He's trying to engineer. He's cooking.
Yeah,
I know.
Tuba 2026.
There's Donnie. Look
hey.
There.
Well, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for having just rolled out of bed, he looks really fresh.
How many MVPs has Donnie won? I think he may be on his way to another one.
Like 7.
What happened to Gordo?
He was having trouble with his motorcycle.
Oh. Oh.
Is that louder than hell?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was
pretty
so loud.
I do like the idea of housekeeping actually just being a biker gang. Just going around on their Valkyrie. Just
racing the engine.
Can you imagine, like, would anyone stay at any hotel if that was the...
No.
The knock on the door from housekeeping?
I don't know. I may. If that was the bit, you knew it going in.
But you knew it was from like 8 a.m. to 11. You don't know when it is.
So you have to listen to all the wake-up calls down the hall?
There's some like restaurants where their bit is that their waiters are rude, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bit
rude
for a hotel.
Rude wake-up calls.
A motorcycle.
Fireworks.
Turn down service.
Your motorcycle sounds like a leaf blower.
Yeah. It's what's called a thumper, which is a single cylinder. So it's a very small engine on that. That's like a 300cc. But it's not a two-stroke, which would really sound like a leaf blower.
Those Did you wind it up too much? Or you just blow a rod in that thing or something?
It was redlining. Yes, it was.
What if you went to a third stroke?
What would be the third stroke? I don't know.
Huh.
I don't think they make three-stroke motorcycles, but I don't know.
Well, way to go, Gordo.
Yes.
Way to go.
Hey, thanks to Corby and Dave for helping
way
me
to
out
go.
There.
That was the rant revival there.
Yeah, it really worked out great.
The rant wake-up call.
I did a great job holding gates open. That was my job.
You Good job, Dave.
Three, and it's
what?
Really.
We won the lottery. Is this going to be like $400 million or like $900 million?
No.
Should I take this in like the 30-year payouts with annuities and stuff? Or should I take the lump sum?
No. It wasn't the mega jackpot. It was the NBA draft lottery that you won.
What? We won the NBA. The NBA has a lottery? Are they paying $500 million? $900 million? What, should I take the lump sum or the annuities?
Well, it's draft order.
Well, it could pay in a big way. In fact, most think it's going to bring Cooper Flagg to your town and to your team. And
okay.
So how do you think you'll initially use Cooper Flagg? Bring him along slowly or throw him right into the fire?
Well, I mean, I don't think we'd waste the number one pick by using him as firewood. That seems weird to throw him in a fire. First of all, I think you greatly overestimate the need that NBA teams have for campfires to begin with. I mean, and second of all, if we did have a need for a campfire, would we probably just use firewood?
Well, yeah, but I don't think
you're... Draft pick for fuel?
No, I don't think you're understanding.
I mean, I know skin graft technology's gotten better, but why would we take a guy and then put him through that sort of challenge so early on?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I think your recommendation for immolation is all kinds of bad and not thoughtful. So
I apologize.
Really, if you think about it, after this draft, Dallas is going to be the flag capital of the world.
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't think I'm going to put on this headset again. And I like to think of myself as a man of faith, and I'd like to think there are a few people around here that would back me up on this.
Okay. Well, how about this? The fact that you get the first number one overall pick, the 1-1, I mean, what a bounce back after Nico drove this team off the cliff.
Well, Nico, he's done a lot for this team. You shouldn't bag on him so much. And I mean, now you got people so mad at him that they're accusing him of things that he didn't do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like what you've just done. I mean, he's never been our team driver, so how could he drive this team off a cliff?
Okay,
you're not thinking. You're just mad. You're just mad. That's all there is. Now, there is one time that Kyrie took control of the team bus and ramped a roundabout. And we landed inside somebody's condo filled with exotic animals. I mean, at Luca, he wrestled with an anaconda for like 30 minutes until P.J. Washington had to trap it in a laundry bag and take it out and dump it at Lake Grapevine. Maybe that's what you're thinking about. Is
that
it?
That must have been it. That must have
thinking
been
thinking about
it. Yeah,
when
maybe
Kyrie
so.
Took control of the team bus, ramped around
ramped
about it, landed
around
a condo,
about,
exotic
yeah.
animals. Luca wrestled anaconda 30 minutes. P.J. Washington trap it laundry bag, dump it at Lake Grapevine. Is that what you think about?
Yeah, it must have been it, Coach. I'm sorry.
How did we
yeah,
miss that story?
I don't know.
Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on the ticket.
That's right.
Well, after the organization just seemed to hit rock bottom after the Luka trade, now with Cooper Flagg coming to town, this is a real chance for a Phoenix rising from the ashes story.
Oh, okay, buddy. Listen, okay, you're writing some sports headlines that I don't agree with. I mean, why would us taking Cooper Flagg make the Suns come up out of some detritus from a conflagration? You know, I mean, that'd be a weird turn of events there. I mean,
not.
If I think of anything, this will make Dallas rise from a bad circumstance of like the Luka trade, not make the Phoenix Suns come up out of some charcoal-based particulate matter. I mean, that's weird.
Gosh.
No, not. I wasn't talking about the Phoenix Suns, the old, it's like an old myth, the bird rising from the ashes of a fire is what I meant.
Well, I'm no ornithologist, so I know nothing about O.J. Simpson. So, I mean, moreover, I know nothing about birds. Unless you're talking about Larry Bird. Maybe that's what you meant?
No.
Is that what you meant?
Oh, yeah.
Larry Bird? Rising from the wreckage that O.J. left across Brentwood on the night of June 12th, 1994?
You're way off. No, I wasn't talking about that at all.
Okay. Well, do you at least feel like after you win the lottery last night, we'll not have to go through the whole lottery thing again, but that maybe, just maybe, the basketball gods are smiling on the Mavericks?
Well, I'm not into theology, but I didn't know that there are separate gods for basketball. I mean, is it like a committee and some of the gods I already know serve on it, like Jesus or Vishnu or Buddha or Tom Brady or some of them? I mean, if there are basketball gods that look after basketball, then why did they forsake me when I sent my Escalade into an embankment while crying about Tony Braxton? I mean, you thought they would have protected me, or maybe protected P.J. Carlissimo when Latrell Sprewell was doing erotic risotto asphyxiation on him.
I don't think that's what it was, but
you know, basketball guys, man.
Well, I mean, basically, though, people are just wondering, as the GM and coach have to work together on this, are you and Nico attached at the hip?
What?
You know, I mean, are you working,
what, George?
Are you working in concert with each other?
We're doing a concert as Siamese twins? I mean, when I'm not Siamese. I've never been Siam. And how can we be joined at the hip? I mean, and if you think that we were joined at the hip, you would think you would have found out about that before now.
Well,
we would have had surgery to get separated and our penises linked into something. That would have happened by now, man.
Bingo.
Oh, wow.
He's excited.
Power laughing.
He's excited about the whole number one pick thing.
I got to go. I got to go concentrate on how to prevent Nico from screwing this up.
All right. See you, Coach.
See you.
There goes Jason Kidd. 8:48 on the ticket.
All right. It's 8:41 on the ticket Monday morning with the Musers. And I thought we'd take this segment to talk a little bit about girls high school softball here in our state, because we have regional play going on this week. We have a regional semifinal. I think a couple of schools, couple of the schools from the Houston area are fascinating. One of the, now what's happening?
What up?
Oh no!
High five, George! Yeah! Chest bump, Jude! Yeah!
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Hey, we're on the
what
air.
What up, homos?
We're on
what
the air.
What are you two homos doing? You're my favorite sapiens.
Oh, thank
Love
you.
Love these two homo sapiens right here.
Thank you.
Dude, I missed you guys in the pavilion at the Byron.
The Nelson.
Yeah, I love the pavilion, man. The pavilion's awesome, man. If you're a vag magnet like me.
God.
Dude, man, I had like two threesomes at once in the pavilion. It's wow. Awesome, bro.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Don't talk like
why weren't y'all there, man? You should have been there, George.
Busy.
I could have tagged you into Minaj.
No,
I could have gotten you in on that action. You would have loved
in.
It, George.
No, that's okay.
Oh, man, I'm so tired.
Leading statement.
Why are you tired, yeah. Chris?
Oh, I've just been crushing it at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, like right before this. Like this morning I went to this new gym,
yeah.
One that was a little closer to my stock trading facility.
What is that?
And, you know, because of success and all.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And anyway, so I'm at the gym and I'm like doing my normal workout. I'm looking up after every exercise and my name kept appearing up there on the electronic zip board, you know, that it was the gym record.
Oh,
everything
really?
I was doing was setting
gym
the gym records.
Everything.
Yeah, that they keep up on the electronic leaderboard.
They do that?
At the gym, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Quite a gym.
It was great, you know, it was great. It was a big thrill for those people.
Oh, I'm sure.
So,
yeah.
But hey, you know, I want people to know, you know, a lot of people hear me and they come on here and they say, Chris, I hear you on the ticket, and you're like the thing that makes the ticket a success, you know? And you're like such an inspiration, and, you
yeah.
know, I want all my kids to be Chris, and all that kind of stuff, you know? But I want people to know that it's not just endless million-dollar deals and threesomes and bottle service and dream vacations and yachts and $200,000 sports cars. You know, it's not just all that.
Okay.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I'm a normal person just like everyone else. You know, I sometimes get depressed.
Okay.
You know, when my waiter doesn't bring my steak quickly enough. Or sometimes I'll be sad when a woman doesn't leave her husband fast enough for me.
Oh, God.
You know, and I have to wait like a whole week for her to join me in Mykonos, you know, before I videotape all the sex and then upload it and then break up with her. You know, and sometimes, hey, get this, George.
Okay.
Sometimes I even experience what you humans call self-doubt.
Oh, us humans.
Yeah. Like just last year, I remember looking up to the summit of Everest and thinking, I don't know if I can make it to the top.
You didn't.
Again. Yeah, you know. But I practiced a little positive self-talk, and I said to myself, hey, Chris, look, you've already summited twice today. You can do this again.
In one day, three times.
Yeah, so I'm telling myself, you know, I'm really stacking myself up. I'm saying, so finish at the Minaj, grab a Red Bull, and start climbing. You know?
Gosh.
And I made it up in record time, George.
Wow. All you do is
while
just
still
brag.
Having sex. It was amazing.
Up
it was
ever.
Like so kick ass.
Wow.
So you
stuff.
See, my message to the kids is anything is possible.
Don't talk to kids, please.
That's kind of the speech I give to elementary school.
No.
No, please
we don't.
Don't
need you around elementary school.
I can't hang long for today, guys. I got to take the PJ out of town to help a friend.
What friend this time?
Well, my old buddy, Bobby P, he texted me. He lives out of town. He's having an emergency. You know, he just got this new job in Rome based on a recommendation I gave him.
Uh-huh.
And so now he's like freaking out. He's like, hey, man, you got to come out here and teach me how to pope, you know?
You know the
so
pope.
I got to get that done.
Robert
it's like,
Prevost is
it's
Bobby
like, God, I don't want to explain the whole Bible to you again. You know, I wrote that so long ago. But anyway, but yeah, hey, you guys know there's a sports tie into my workouts, don't you?
What's that?
As a workout, I've been doing skate around with the stars and stuff.
You get to go to skate around
with
the stars?
Yeah, this started years ago. And DeBoer, I don't know if you know this dude. He's somehow associated with the stars.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like, Chris, you got to do a few shifts for us, man, out on the ice. We're in a really important part of the postseason or whatever.
They're all important in the postseason.
And I said, dude, look, I really can't. I'm just so busy with women right now. And
yeah,
but I
sales.
Only do it if I can wear 96. because it's my favorite dyslexic sex position. You
oh
know,
my
so
God.
And he's like, cool, man, that's cool, Chrisser, man. We'll do it for you. You know, it's cool, Chrisser, we'll do it for you. We'll do it. You know, he's begging in that all that Canadian language.
Uh-huh.
And he said, but we have to put Rantanen's name on the back. And I said, dude, I don't care. It's fine. I'll skate.
So you've been skating as Mikko Rantanen.
Oh, you noticed. Okay, so yeah, see, finally, well, someone confirmed it.
Where is right Mikko Rantanen then?
Yeah. Well, he's watching. He's taking notes. He's like doing like a study. He's kind of interning for me right now.
Okay,
he does kind of look like Mikko, but I still don't believe that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been great, but it has me a little tired, you know, working all these different jobs and winning playoffs and stuff like that. So, but, I mean, it's been great. The Stars girls have been great, man. George, look at that. Oh, man, I love those. There's so much front bottom these days. Hey, listen, you guys need to come out to my sweet 32 party that I'm throwing for myself.
Sweet 32.
What is that?
I'm turning 32. And I rented out downtown Dallas for the weekend. So you guys need to come on down there.
So next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend. Sweet 32. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. We're going to be doing our traditions. We'll be throwing the Ferraris off the green building, all that stuff. We'll be doing that and drinking ancient wine.
Okay. Ancient wine
that I bought at auction as a tax write-off.
Okay,
so we'll be doing all that. You guys come on down; it'll be great, man.
Okay,
you know, I just don't buy any of this. I'm sorry, Chris. I don't think you've climbed Everest. In fact, your buddy K Rach from sales.
Oh yeah, K Rach. Yeah.
Told me the other day that you were so down on your luck that you're sleeping on his couch, and that not only have you not been to Everest, but you've never been out of Dallas County.
Oh God, I've been found out! Oh!
No, there it goes. Oh no. Through the glass window again.
Uh-oh. Will, what's he doing in there?
Not having a good time.
Well, give him a kick.
I'm back, you hear that?
Thanks, Will.
I'm gonna live forever! All right. I love cocaine!
See you. There goes Chris from sales. Guess maybe we'll see him again in game four.
What was he screaming before the door shut there?
All right, we got a lot going on in the world of sports around here. Stars playoff run, Cooper Flagg's coming to town. So we thought we would welcome into the studio Shorty DeFazio, our memorabilia expert.
Shorty DeFazio, your memorabilia expert. I'm a shop owner and a proprietor from up there in the Northeast. My store's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. And to get to my store, you can go up to the Northeast, you take a left, and then a right, and then you go past all the things, and on the second to the first place on the left.
Well, what's the address? Okay. We'll just put it in our GPS.
Just go up there. You'll see it. You'll see it. It's right there. It's right there. We focus on bric-a-bricks and whatnots and there. But we do have a you break it, you buy it policy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so there was a fat guy that came in there and broke a Babe Ruth autographed glass colostomy bag. Had to buy it right there on the spot.
Oh, wow. Man.
So be careful up there.
Okay.
And them contents, they spilled out all over the place.
Oh, no.
Horrible. Hazmat team took a week to clear out the remnants of the Babe.
Oh, that wasn't good for business.
Oh, it's nasty. It's so nasty. Hey, congrats on the compound, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I understand. It was a big success you guys had there.
Yeah.
I got a few compound-related items for you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that I'm selling right now. These are online. You can go to heythatsanunusualitem.gov and look at this. I got here. These are I got it. It's laminated already, so you can't handle it with your fingerprints on it and everything. But Davy Lane's release papers from the Possum Kingdom General Hospital on Tuesday night when he had a stomach pump. $40 for this.
Okay.
So you can see he signed it right here. He signed X right there on the signature line. See that? Bob Sturm's prayer book filled with pictures of himself and printouts of his favorite Substack postings. $60. George,
bad.
I got your old boat blue. It's downstairs.
I didn't authorize that.
It's overvalued at $100. Failed to get a bid. We've reduced it to $15.
You get that offline right now.
Hey! All right, let's move from sports radio to actual sports. All right. Since I specialize in unusual things, I got to say, pretty unusual that you two professional basketball teams here both had the number one overall picks. Isn't that unusual?
That's very unusual.
Conspiracy, anyone? I think so, because I have the weighted ping pong ball from the NBA lottery with the Mavs name on it. $4,000.
It's weighted.
$4,000. Okay. Yeah,
has
yeah.
their name on it?
Authenticated by the CIA, Earl Warren IV, and the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Although Bob said it differently. All right. Koopa Flagg. A lot of people are going to be talking about Koopa Flagg, right?
Yeah, superstar.
I've got Koopa Flagg's last Game 1 Duke jersey, $100.
Wow. That's
only $100.
That's a deal.
Now, it would go for more, but the only person I could find to authenticate it was Popeye Jones, and he did it over Cameo for like $5. Yeah, so okay. It's going cheap.
Okay.
It's going cheap. You need to get this now. Nico Harrison's memo to Patrick Dumont about trading the number one pick to OKC for Isaiah Hartenstein, $26.
Oh, no.
Yeah, authenticated by Laura Linney.
What?
Okay.
And a friend of Logan Paul.
That's an unusual
item. Hey, come on. Give me some support.
This is what you do, unusual items.
Hey.
Oh.
All right, yeah. Tyler's catching up. He's catching up. Hey! There we go. Hey, yeah. Crank that baby up.
Rim
shots. All right. Koopa Flagg Game 1 shorts, $100. Paige Becker's Game 1 shorts, $300.
Okay.
How about this? A brand new DVD for WNBA fans. It's called Scissor Sisters.
Okay.
Scrapbooking with Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. $9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just $9?
A lot of people like scrapbooking.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You're the scissor sister right
okay.
there. All right. A replica of the Stanley Cup made out of meat and roadkill signed by Bear Grylls and Shane Sherla. $3.
Only $3?
Yeah. It's a biohazard. Now, unusual is the name of this next item because it's Mikko Rantanen's favorite Abraham Lincoln costume. $12.
What? Boy, you have unusual
stuff. Extremely unusual. How about this? I can only show you a picture of it, but I have the actual item back at the shop. It's a dumpster full of Mike Madonna's used condoms from 1999. $12,000. The guy was busy.
He was very busy back then.
How about a complete set of Pete DeBoer books on tape? Haven't you ever wanted to hear the world's most mild-mannered Canadian voice read the sexual imagery of the Marquis de Sade? Well, now you can. $43.
He did that?
He did that, yes. And finally, Stars Ice Girl sweaters. New $5, used $10.
Yay! Hey, Shorty DeFazio. There he goes. It's an unusual item. 847.
The newest cowboy has spoken. George Pickens acquired Wednesday from the Steelers for a third-round pick and a later pick swap. And certainly, from everything we think we know about George Pickens, huge addition to their offense because now they've got a legitimate second guy in addition to CeeDee Lamb to catch the football.
Yeah, I think it puts it on par, everyone thinks, of when they drafted CeeDee and already had Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
That's the best wide receiver duo because they've tried. They had Gallup, they had Brandon Cooks, but George Pickens with all the talent in the world. And I know it brings up the question of, well, then if he's so talented, what's up with Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh just got just traded for DK Metcalf.
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking, okay, Metcalf on one side, George Pickens on the other side. That sounds like an incredible wide receiver duo. But Pittsburgh had enough. 3 years, they ship them out for a third-round pick.
3 years and maybe $300,000-$400,000 in fines later.
Yep. And, you know, I just go back to Tomlin saying, well, he's going to have to grow up. And I get that. And then there are some times where when you think about trying to acquire a guy here, it's almost like a marriage, Rich. Oh, no. I can change him. So I'll say I do. We change them. And then sometimes you can get burned by that. And then sometimes things will be okay. That's the risk you take. Hell, that's the risk you take if you draft the receiver in the third round.
Of course.
You have no clue.
Receivers are almost always risky, aren't they?
You are so right about that. And
you sometimes have to take that risk when you can get that talent. You've got to have, and they had to have more talent at wide receiver than what they had.
The wide receiver room here in Dallas was, if you start evaluating wide receiver rooms around the league, even with CeeDee Lamb, is probably in the bottom fourth of the league as far as complete overall talent. So, yeah, you have to take those chances. And I think sometimes when someone can acknowledge the fact that they have some growing up to do and they have some work to do on the field, add that to the fact that you're in a contract year And now your livelihood is going to be based on how you perform this year, whether you're going to have to take a four-year prove-it deal if things don't work out, or you can go somewhere and get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to be on you. And I think sometimes that can snap people. We've seen a lot of people do really well in their contract years. Daniel Jones, who, like, no, there's no way you're going to pay him. Oh, the Giants went to the playoffs? Here's $40 million.
Yep. Well, hey, there's worse places to be, too, than Dallas when you're in your contract year, because they like to keep their guys around.
They do.
They like to and it's spend out big money on guys they have because they already know them.
It's the fact that even if you don't want to give them this long-term big money deal, you do have the franchise tag. You have those other tags that will get you paid and keep you around. And it's just that, you know, that safe thing for the team. But he spoke to the media. So let's go to the reputation one, Travis, because that's the big question. Everyone wants to know, talent is there, but he has this reputation of not being able to keep his cool on the field. This is what he had to say.
Just taking one day at a time. I feel like everybody in the world, you know, is working on growing on their better end of themselves. And I feel like growth for me is taking a great direction in me coming to the Cowboys. I can't really, you know, change anyone's opinion. Me personally, I just, you know, like I said, continue to grow. I feel like everybody in the world has to grow. You get older and older as you grow. And like I said, I'm just trying to build a winning culture, which they already have at the Cowboys. I'm just glad to be joining it.
Huh? The last part, huh?
Winning culture?
Well, they did have three straight 12-win seasons,
of course,
prior to last year.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. No, I think he's saying all the right things. And I think also, what else do you expect him to say? Yeah, man, I'm a hothead. I just wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I don't know if I'm ever going to get that fixed. No, of course. He's saying the right things, and I think it's one of those to where that talent is worth the chance. Because if it doesn't work out, man, yeah, you spent a third-round pick, and that's a premium pick. We get it. But you know you are trying to upgrade in the talent on your team. And they did that with this. Now they have to work a little bit on the culture in the room, but I feel that they think they have the leaders to accomplish that.
And you say he's saying the right things, which, of course, he's going to do in an introductory press call, I guess this was. But from what we know about him, hadn't he always kind of said the right things? I mean, he's not getting fined for media outbursts, right? Most of his fines were
actions on the field.
On field right. actions, or maybe one in the stands action and things like that. So, by and large, I think he's been a decent guy when he's spoken publicly.
Just between the lines, and you see the highlights of his teammates, hands on shoulders, like, bro, I get it. Just calm down. And he can't control those emotions, man.
Hey, to be fair, his new running mate at receiver has some emotional outbursts. Maybe not on the field, but on the sideline he does.
Oh, sure. Dude, it's an emotional game.
100%.
It's about harnessing and controlling those to where you're not out there, like, getting fined. And you're trying to – there are ways and means to even have those outbursts, and everything is A-okay. Mm-hmm. You go into the locker room at halftime, and you throw everything around all you want. Throw chairs, throw helmets, cuss anybody out that you want, and no one's out there seeing it. And if someone does something badly to you on the field – shake it off and go get him the next play. Go burn him. So
that's what he's got to learn. That's where he needs to
grow. And I do think you can have that growth, because there are some times where you have some athletes and you question them. I thought this morning, Junior hit it on the head. No one thought this greatly about Kyrie when he was drafted.
No,
it was almost the same thing.
I have the exact same opinion that he had on Kyrie. I couldn't believe the Mavericks wanted to mess up their locker room and chemistry with him. And I am blown away with what a good teammate he's turned out to be and how everybody loves playing with him. And he's been almost a model citizen here since he came here. And it's stunning to me. Maybe this guy can do the same thing.
And that was Kyrie having to be the man. George Pickens doesn't have to be the man.
No.
He's not here as the number one wide receiver. So maybe the step down in expectations can help him grow and say, you know what? I'm here. They know that if it's one receiver you're going to have to look after, it's definitely CeeDee Lamb. Mm-hmm. And that's going to open up everything for you. And maybe that'll help. All right, let's quickly listen to him about his new quarterback in Dak Prescott.
Yeah. That was one of the first guys that I definitely contacted with was Dak. He's just, you know, just watching his game over the years, he's a very prolific QB and smart QB at that. So I'm just glad to be working with him. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to play with Dak. As far as like roles and stuff like that, I'm just here to work. Whatever role finds me best is where I'm gonna find myself.
They're definitely counting on the leadership of Dak to steer him in the right direction. Because no matter what you think about his play on the field, there's no questioning what he means to that locker room. No question. Every single person, even when the guys that are retiring, they are mentioning Dak. That's my quarterback. He's a leader of men. That's the guy. And that's what they're counting on when you want to bring someone in. Maybe Coach Schottenheimer, when he talks about the certain guy he wants to bring in, maybe George Pickens doesn't fit that category on the surface, but the guys that do, they are really counting on him, because you can have coaches say one thing and it's one ear and out the other. But now you have certified leaders, your peers, telling you that exact same thing. That hits differently.
How many Cowboy fans roll their eyes when they hear that?
Oh, probably a lot. Because
he's
it's not,
a prolific quarterback.
Yeah, it doesn't equate to a playoff win.
Because I got to think that many fans hear that and they think that is complete lip service, at least in the fans' eyes.
Sure.
It's lip service. I agree. He is obviously a top-level quarterback, a high-level quarterback. Hasn't had that playoff success, but you can't argue with his regular season, his regular day-to-day play.
And it's not
but plenty of Cowboy fans absolutely roll their eyes when you hear guys bragging about the quarterback here.
And they roll their eyes when you say it's not completely on him, the failures of this team in the playoffs. And
right.
It's not. But
well, of
you
course
know,
it is.
When you get all the money and you have the position of quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to get all the blame. So
yep.
That's just how it goes.